This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
And thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare as we know it. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. Today we're speaking with Dr. Céline Fournier, a PhD and the Chief Medical Officer of EchoSense, a high-technology company offering the FibroScan family of products. She joined us to discuss the robust clinical data FibroScan has and EchoSense plan to continue building clinical evidence. And Dr. Fournier, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. Well, thank you very much for this call today with you.
You're more than welcome. Great to have you on and looking forward to hearing from you. So if you would, tell us about the robust level of evidence FibroScan has and how many communications and guidelines recommend the value of FibroScan. Let's start there.
Sure. So the first publication describing the use of the FibroScan technology, vibration control transient elastography, also named VCT, was published in 2002, and this was the first time we were able to show that there was a strong correlation between the liver stiffness, which is measured by our device, and the fibrosis stage, which is usually assessed through a liver biopsy. Along the years, our product, so the FibroScan, which measures liver stiffness, as I just mentioned, but also the CAP, which is linked to the fat content in the liver, as well as more recently, spleen stiffness and associated scores, has been the topic of more than 3,000 peer-reviewed publications, within which there are about 140 guidelines. So it's a lot of data from plenty of different regions in the world. And of course, it's a bit difficult to summarize all of that, but basically those publications support or advocate the usefulness of our technology in all causes of chronic liver disease. So this includes viral hepatitis, alcohol-related liver disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, also more rare causes such as primary biliary cholangitis, or also chronic liver disease are affecting children and young adults, such as, for example, biliary atresia or cystic fibrosis-associated liver disease. So that's for the cause, but it has also been shown that it can be used all along the liver care continuum, so to screen for liver disease, to diagnose and stage the disease, to monitor the patients with and without intervention. That would include lifestyle intervention, pharmaceutical therapy, or even liver transplantation. To also assess the presence of cirrhosis, which is the most advanced form of chronic liver disease, and also to predict liver-related and clinical outcomes. And finally, this has been also studied in plenty of different settings. So, of course, in tertiary care center, where liver specialists are consulting patients, but also in secondary and primary care, in drug addiction centers, in jails, in dispensaries, and even in buses, for example, with the National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey, which takes place regularly in the USA, or in UK with campaign run by the British Liver Trust. So if I get back to guidelines, recently we had a very interesting document which has been issued by the European Association for the Study of Liver, which is an academic society of liver specialists in Europe. These clinical practice guidelines are focusing on non-invasive tests for the evaluation of liver disease severity and prognosis. And they provide an unprecedented level of recommendation on the use of our FibroScan-related solutions. So more specifically, in fact, those guidelines and also some other recent publications, they endorse the use of FibroScan as a preferred second-line tool after a simple free blood test named FIB4 to identify within at-risk patients those needing referral to a liver specialist. So when we speak about at-risk population, it includes patients with alcohol use disorder or obesity, diabetes, or metabolic syndrome. And what is very interesting in this new document is that it really positions our technology as being something that can be used in the liver clinic, but also in primary care or diabetes.
Yeah, really do appreciate the thorough coverage and response there to lead things off. Now, what is ECOSYN's plan to continue building clinical evidence? Get into some of those details.
So we have been doing a lot of clinical research along the years, of course, and we will continue to do that. So we are involved in different types of clinical studies. First, the study that we put in place. Those are primarily focused on collecting data that are needed for our research and innovation team to develop new features, such as mentioned earlier, the spleen stiffness or the scores. And we are also partnering with many clinicians who are initiating their own clinical studies. So we've been doing that since the beginning, and we will continue. The aim of those investigator-initiated studies are to develop additional evidence on our new features, to develop new indications, and also to expand the literature on cost-effectiveness studies that can be used then to interact with payers to have coverage of the procedures. On top of that, we are also partnering with several consortia like Verscreen, Litmus, Nimble, leading pivotal research in the field. I think I will elaborate a little bit on that a bit later. And of course, we are partnering with pharmaceutical companies developing drugs for chronic liver diseases. So all these projects are producing additional clinical evidence.
Now, another question for you, Dr. Fournier. How might existing research on FibroScan impact NAFLD or NASH drug development?
Sure. So as mentioned, we already have a relatively large body of evidence supporting the use of FibroScan and associated solution for the management of NAFLD NASH patients in routine clinical practice. But there is currently no drug approved for the treatment of this condition. Therefore, there are numerous compounds being currently investigated to treat NASH, the most progressive form of the disease, and its associated fibrosis. However, for the time being, regulatory agencies such as the FDA or the EMA, they require the use of liver biopsy, especially for late phase trials, phase 2B and phase 4, both to enroll patients as well as to assess the drug efficacy. It means that patients enrolled into those trials, they need to undergo at least 2 liver biopsies within 12 or 18 months, and potentially a third one a couple of years later. This represents a heavy burden for the patients and, of course, as well for the pharmaceutical companies running those trials. With the FibroScan, thanks to the fact that it's a non-invasive point-of-care test, that's the fact also that we have a large install base and a lot of clinical data, the product is already being used to better identify patients for enrollment and therefore significantly reduce the number of unnecessary screening biopsies. One of the tools developed specifically for that is the FastScore, which was developed to identify patients with a non-alcoholic steatohepatitis with some level of inflammation and some level of fibrosis. In addition, we believe that our biomarkers, the one measured by the FibroScan and the scores, could also be valuable to monitor the response to treatment. Therefore, we are involved heavily and supporting two large consortia which are working in that field. Those consortia are gathering non-invasive diagnostic companies, pharma industry, leading clinician experts, as well as regulatory agencies. So there is the Litmus consortia in Europe and the Nimble counterpart in the USA. And really, the aim of those two consortia is to develop and qualify, according to the regulatory agency's requirements, non-invasive tests and biomarkers, alternative to liver biopsy, for drug development, which will make the life of patients and pharma company much easier.
Well, that's certainly what it's all about, making a difference, no doubt about that, in the healthcare space. Now, today we're speaking with Dr. Céline Fournier, a PhD and the Chief Medical Officer of EchoSens, a high technology company offering the FibroScan family of products. And she's joined us here today on eHealth Radio's Health News and Technology Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, Dr. Fournier, continuing on, if you were to look into the future when the drugs for fibrotic NASH become available, how do you see FibroScan best supporting clinical practices for managing patients on treatment?
So most of the innovation that has been implemented, FibroScan device along the years, have enhanced the utility of this device for the management of patients with chronic liver disease. But if we think about it more specifically, for those suffering from non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. In fact, so as you know, when we started, we introduced the measurement of liver stiffness via our proprietary and patented technique VCTE. That was in 2003, and that was for the assessment of. Then we introduced the Excel probe, which allowed measuring this same liver stiffness, but on obese and morbid obese patients who are more prone, of course, to suffer from NAFLD. Then we introduced the CAP, which is the parameter that allows us to assess the fat content in the liver. And more recently, we introduced an additional package named the Smart Exam, which improves the reliability and reduces the variability of the measurement of the aforementioned CAP, and also allows us to measure both stiffness and CAP in patients with even larger morphologies by doing deeper assessments. We also introduced in 2020 a spleen stiffness measurement to assess patients with advanced chronic liver disease. And finally, we have those scores that I alluded to earlier, so the FAST score for at-risk NASH patients to be enrolled into trials, but also the AGILE score, so the AGILE 3+ and AGILE 4 score, which allow to identify patients with advanced fibrosis and cirrhosis, respectively, with better precision, and which allow to predict better liver complication and identify earlier patients needing surveillance for the occurrence of hepatocellular carcinoma. So thanks to all those features, once a drug for NASH will be available on the market, we think that our product could be used in several contexts. First, to identify within at-risk patients those needing referral to the liver specialist. Once that will be done, the idea would be to also use our technology to stage the disease and decide on the therapeutic approach. Then to monitor the response to this intervention, and then to potentially continue, adapt, or stop those treatments. And also to be able to detect earlier progression to cirrhosis and its complications. In addition to that, for the patients that do not need to be referred to the liver specialist because they don't have an advanced form of the disease, this technology could also be used to monitor early lifestyle intervention, which will aid preventing them to progress to more evolutive form of the disease.
Really informational here today. Really do appreciate your time spent with us. One last question for you. Could you tell us about the clinical data strategy EchoSens has in place and what long-term goals you anticipate here?
Sure. So as you may know, chronic liver disease are asymptomatic and they take years to develop into advanced symptomatic form. Therefore, patients are usually diagnosed at a late stage, usually cirrhosis, when it is more difficult to reverse the scarring and damaging process in the liver, and when in fact life-threatening complications can occur, thus leading to heavy costs for healthcare systems. It is therefore crucial to implement strategies and pathways to better identify earlier in the course of their disease those needing therapeutic intervention and making sure that they are referred to the liver specialist. So in addition to the work we are doing specifically NASH, We are also developing clinical evidence on the usefulness and cost-effectiveness of screening for significant fibrosis in the primary care settings, regardless of the cause of the chronic liver disease, and with the ultimate goal to reduce mortality and morbidity from liver disease. So this is being currently tested with different pilot programs. There are several programs such as this one in UK, where the FibroScan is being used in primary care settings. And there is also a larger project in Europe named LiverScreen, which is also aiming at changing the paradigm of diagnosis for chronic liver disease. Again, this large consortium includes expert clinicians throughout Europe, but also patient associations. And they plan to screen 30,000 people from different European countries to develop and evaluate a tailored screening program in four pilot European countries that will represent the different European healthcare systems. So this is really the idea to not to look for the cause of the chronic liver disease, but really to focus on the patient with the most advanced fibrosis stages that really needs to be managed quickly.
Dr. Fournier, really do appreciate your time once again. And if listeners wanted to get more information on this technology through EchoSense, where's the best place to get all the details online?
So you can find further information at echosense.com.
And of course, we'll leave that link within the show notes of this broadcast as always. Dr. Fournier, all the best. Thanks for your time and joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you very much. I wish you a very good day.
And the same for you as well. We've been speaking with Dr. Celine Fournier, a PhD and the Chief Medical Officer of EchoSense, a high technology company offering the FibroScan family of products. And once again, for all the details, visit EchoSense.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.